Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the program today. We are going to have some fun. Buckle in, because here we go. I've got some great stuff for you. I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to contain Angry Mark today. It is highly probable and likely that Angry Mark may very well come out of the box today. In particular, when we discuss in just a few moments the New York situation with Governor Cuomo and Nancy Pelosi and some other gun grabbers and gun haters up in New York State. And when I go through this with you, it's probably going to be hard for you to contain yourself as well. But if you're driving, you need to, unless you can pull over and pound on the dashboard. I know I would. We're going to have fun with it, though, and I'm going to try to contain myself, but again, I make no promises there, okay? You'll see what I'm talking about shortly. First, let me start with this, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to start the program with this or end the program today with this, but I think there's an important message here that if you're just tuning into the show, I want you to hear first, and I'm talking about a story that appeared on, what was a story? It was a social media post that turned into a story, that's safe to say. The Oregon City Police had put a social media post out, and I don't know if it was a Facebook post or a tweet, it really doesn't make any difference. But they, in that post, it said, "Thank you, Benchmade Knife Company, for assisting us today by cutting up guns that are ready to be destroyed." That's a no-no to millions and millions and millions of gun owners, particularly when it's coming from a place known to be hostile to gun rights. And a knife company should know better, because knife companies are part of the, I should say, self-defense community, a large part of the self-defense community. Most people who own a firearm and carry a firearm also carry a knife. I do, for a lot of different reasons, and I use my knives every single day for something. Now, Benchmade should know better than that. They should know that the appearance, the, I hate to use the term, but I will, the optics of it aren't good, for a lot of different reasons. So they got a lot of backlash from that. Benchmade did. And in response to that, the Oregon City Police Department put out a Facebook post trying to kind of tamp down, if you will, some of that outrage. Here's what they said. "We understand some of our followers are upset with Benchmade knives because of a recent post we put out. The post did not give everyone the full story on why the guns were required to be destroyed. We receive guns that are turned in from community members that they no longer want the guns and want them destroyed." I'm reading that. That is their actual post. I'm not destroying their post. That's the way it was written. "We also have guns that are evidence, and when a case is adjudicated, the guns are ordered by the court to be destroyed. These guns were required to be destroyed. We reached out to Benchmade to do us a favor at our request. Benchmade is a strong supporter of law enforcement and the Oregon City community. We were present when the guns were cut, and we took them for final destruction." Now, the Firearms Policy Coalition, whom I know very well in California, is now wanting some records turned over to them about the quote-unquote destruction of firearms from July 1st, 2018 to today, so that they have all records that are and relate to or refer to communications with, to or from Benchmade. Benchmade caught a ton of flack over this for assisting what is widely viewed as another means of destruction of our rights. And Benchmade certainly should have known better than that. Now, when you dig deeper into this, some of you are probably thinking, oh, what's the big deal? The cops asked them to do it, so they did it. No, there is a big deal. Let me give you an example why. This is a tactic used in many Democrat strongholds around the country. And in the state of Georgia, for example, we have laws against that. It's not, you're not allowed to destroy those firearms for a lot of different reasons, but they go back into sale, back to FFLs, who can then turn around and sell those firearms back to the law-abiding citizen who uses background checks to get them. They don't go back on the streets as crime guns, as the anti-gun left would hysterically tell us. But in fact, they go back to law-abiding citizens, as they should. In fact, some of those guns should go back to their rightful owner. I personally know people who have had guns stolen that it took years to get their guns back, and many did not. So that's why it's deemed very, very irresponsible. It is not something that a part of our community would participate in assisting. I don't care if it's law enforcement or not. Now, the ATF has very strict guidelines on how firearms are to be destroyed, And Benchmade, according to the photographs that I've seen, when the original post went out, did not abide by the ATF rules, et cetera. So there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of tentacles to this story. But I want to focus strictly on what Benchmade did, why they shouldn't have done it, the optics involved, and what it means. Why is it an important story that you need to know on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense? Because we are all in this together, in the community, in the industry. We are all fighting the same radical forces that are trying to destroy our right to keep and bear arms. Not just firearms, but arms. We are all part of this same community. And when we see an attack from within, and that's what this appears to be, the firearms community reacts, and they react angrily. Jim Fuller, who is the founder of Rifle Dynamics, said this, because I was going through some of these comments on it. It was fun to read. There were thousands, over 3,700 or something crazy comments on here. Jim Fuller, he's the founder of Rifle Dynamics. Here's what he said. I've been asked by agencies to destroy guns. It's not in my company's business ethics to do that. I myself had a very expensive gun stolen from me, used in a crime, confiscated, but I was refused to get it back because it was used in a crime. And it was destroyed because some anti-gun politicians mandated it. You guys could have nicely said no. That was a response to Benchmade. Now, Benchmade has, in fact, since responded to this. So let's go take a listen to what they had to say. This is the official statement from Benchmade. Benchmade is aware of the recent post from our local Oregon City Police Department. We apologize for the confusion and concern that this post created, the one about destroying it that I read you first. We apologize for the confusion and concern that this post created. These were firearms that the Oregon City Police Department had to destroy in alignment with their policies. Oregon City Police requested the use of specialty equipment within the Benchmade facility to follow these requirements, and as a supporting partner of our local police force, we obliged the request. Benchmade is a proud and unwavering supporter of both law enforcement and Second Amendment rights. These are commitments that we do not take lightly and will continue to support well into the future. When asked for clarity from Oregon City Police Department, Chief Jim Band made the following statement. When property is to be destroyed, it is the policy of the Oregon City Police Department to destroy property, including firearms, in accordance to our procedures and ORS. The Oregon City Police Department does not sell firearms. That was from Benchmade. That was their statement. Let me tell you what Benchmade should have done. I'm sorry. It is a violation of our policy to destroy firearms. Period. That's what they should have said, and they did not. But there's been some digging that I found interesting. In fact, I found it extremely interesting, and I think you will too. Because there's something that you have to understand here. This community, the firearms rights community, the 100-plus million gun owners in America who are attacked every single day by the devious, hateful left. And we're going to go into Pelosi and New York Governor Cuomo here in a couple other segments that are going to just blow your mind, and it will anger you. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to contain angry Mark. The reason I'm angry is because we're sick and fed up, tired. You thought that was a satellite radio moment word coming, didn't you? I tricked you. But it could have been. Thank goodness it wasn't. Yeah? We're fed up. We are sick and tired of the attacks, mounting attacks, the lies, and the dishonesty coming from the left. The left being who? The Socialist Democrat Party. And as gun owners, when someone we deem to be one of our own kicks us in regards to this, understand what's at stake here. They're being viewed as partnering with an anti-gun locality to destroy firearms because a bunch of gun-hating politicians made a bunch of laws. These guns should have gone back to their rightful owners. If not their rightful owners, they should have gone back to federal firearms licensees who could then sell them to people who would give them a wonderful, loving, caring home. Like moi. Benchmade blanked in their mess kit on this one, and this community is not going to be quick to welcome them back. Let me tell you what we found out about Benchmade. Recoil Magazine is reporting that according to OpenSecrets.org, quoting, the company has contributed a total of $29,803 since the 2012 election cycle to political candidates. Of that nearly $30,000, the last time that a Republican candidate received a donation was in 2012 for the amount of $500. The remaining $29,303 in donations have been made to Democratic candidates. What party wants your guns? What party is openly making a play with a threat from Nancy Pelosi, the sitting Speaker of the House? We're going to go into this in just a minute again. For your right to bear arms. The Democrats, formerly known as Democrats, what I now refer to as what they are, the Socialists. The Socialist Party in America wants your guns. The firearms community is not going to welcome Benchmade back because of what they were viewed as having done. That's why this is important. We should all be in this together. And when we find out one of us isn't, ask Dick Sporting Goods what happens. We'll be back after this. Well, gun lover, your time, it's almost up, okay? You still have a little time to win big today, though, because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it ends this Thursday, so you are almost out of time. Just text the word ARMED to 87222 and get entered right now. The official rules are even right on the page for you. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG. But these free guns are going fast. So text ARMED, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal the gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And these free guns are almost gone. So please hurry. This is your big chance to take home one of these guns. Don't miss out. Just text the word ARMED to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's ARMED to 87222. Text the word ARMED to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Segment two. Benchmade, not a smart move, not a smart move. And when that information came out that they were donating money to Democrats, and then that visual combined, well, the visual was out first of them cutting up guns, not a good optic at all. But then when you combine that with what Recoil is reporting, and it is out there now, that they're donating to Democrats, it's going to be a tough road for Benchmade to be welcomed back. I don't own a Benchmade knife. I will tell you what I do own. I'll tell you that I will never own a Benchmade knife. I'll tell you that now. That's my choice. I'm not talking about the quality of what they make. I'm talking about the fact that I won't give them my money. Not ever again. There are better options. As far as I'm concerned, my knife of choice is Emerson. Best in the world. Famous in all the dangerous places you don't want to go. Knives made by Ernie Emerson. You've heard Ernie Emerson on my programs for a number of years. Super high quality. Not the cheapest things on the block, but you get what you pay for, right? We all know that a $10 sweater is generally stitched better than a $5 sweater. And I'm not calling Benchmade a $5 sweater. I'm just simply telling you that I like Emerson knives, and I simply won't buy a Benchmade product going forward. Not that I don't think I have in the past, but I certainly won't now. So, you know, these things are important to the gun owners in America, to the firearms industry, to the gun rights community, to hundreds of millions of Americans who are sick and tired of being beaten into the ground by a bunch of hateful, leftist, whiner hypocrites. Let's talk about hypocrisy for a moment, shall we? Oh, and this is good. I don't know that I'm going to be able to contain myself. I hope I can. I hope I can. But good heavens, this is Politico. I'm going back a couple days on this. I wanted to see some reaction here because when I see a picture of Nancy Pelosi with Andrew Cuomo or other New Yorkers who are politicians, not New Yorkers, but politicians, who give really millions of New Yorkers a really bad rap for their gun-hating ways, when really it's New York City voters that are dictating what's happening to the rest of that state, I look at those pictures and it's hard to contain myself. Politicos, because I can't stand them. I mean, they're as sleazy as they look in my book. Some other ones that look sleazy. Oh, you want me to name one? Okay, I'll name one. How about the current mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel? You look at this guy on camera, the guy looks as sleazy as you know he is. Terry McAuliffe is another one. I always referred to him as America's sleaziest governor. And he is. Cuomo's a close second. Close second. But these are sleazy people. You look at Chuck Schumer, they look sleazy. They look sleazy. That's my opinion. That's right. Maybe you have a different one. I'm sure some of you have opinions that I'm not allowed to say on the air. I will just rest my case there. Cuomo, the picture I'm talking about was Nancy Pelosi grinning eye to eyeball, ear to ear, eyeball to eyeball, nostril to nostril, sitting with Cuomo as he signed New York's gun confiscation red flag gun control bill. And they were flanked by a mother of a Parkland victim, one of the teachers, the mother of one of the teachers who was killed. And, you know, before I go any further, I have to start with this. And this is tough. This is a tough topic. It is a tough topic, but it's not one I've shied away from in the past, and I'm not going to now. I'll say me, and I say we because I know many, many people I've spoken to feel the same way. You probably do as well. I would prefer that the victims' families simply allow America to grieve with them. Get out of and stay out of the political arena. Because when you put yourself in the political arena, you're fair game. You are fair game and open to fair criticism. And I would prefer you not be involved in that. I would prefer to grieve with you as a mother who lost a son, as a father myself. I feel that pain. We are not the monsters that the media and the left makes us out to be because we're gun owners. In fact, if one of us were there, there's a very strong possibility that your son would be alive today. And I hate it. I hate it for the surviving victims, for the surviving family members of the victims when something like this happens. I said the same thing right after Newtown. I'll never forget when that story was breaking. And it was god awful. And instantaneously, we have victims' family members that are jumping into the political arena. As a parent myself, I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine wanting anything to do with that type of verbal combat and getting involved in that, particularly when what it is they're wanting to do doesn't work and wouldn't have saved their own child. My comment to you is, excuse me, just allow America to grieve with you. Our hearts break for you, and it's terrible. And I don't know the psychology behind it. Don't pretend to, and don't care, quite frankly, for the purpose of this show, because I am forced to respond to comments made by someone who's lost a family member in such a horrific fashion because they're attacking my rights, and I won't sit quietly by. And I think you respect that about me. I don't think you'd respect me as the host of Armed American Radio if someone got away with saying something profoundly wrong simply because a family member of theirs was a victim of a crime that should never have happened, but not for the reasons they say. Let me tell you what I'm talking about relative to that, then I'll go back to Cuomo and Pelosi here in just a second. The woman I'm talking about, her name is Linda Bagel Shulman. And she's the mom of Scott Bagel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the last name properly. I hope I am. He was a teacher who was killed on February 14, 2018 at Parkland. And she called the bill signing, the red flag confiscation law, a very important day for the entire state of New York and for my family. Parkland would have never happened and my son would still be alive if Parkland had the red flag law on February 13th, 2018. And that statement is absolutely 100% patently false. That individual had contact with law enforcement over 30 reported times, and law enforcement did nothing. No red flag law is going to stop a killer from killing. How many times do we have to drill this into your head? It pains me to have to even reply to this woman, but reply I must, because the only thing at that moment in time that would have saved her son and the other victims in Parkland at the high school at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas that day would have been someone else tossing lead at the killer. As it stands, and we're going to talk about this next in the comment that Cuomo made, the stupidest comment I've ever seen. Her son was murdered because no one on site was there to defend him. And the only person who wasn't had a gun left the scene. And everybody agrees, had that gun been put into play, fewer people would have been killed. For God's sakes, this isn't rocket science. It's common sense, real common sense. Here comes Angry Mark. We're taking a break. I'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Don't forget, please, tomorrow is the last day. Tomorrow's the 28th, okay? Tomorrow's the last day that you're going to be able to text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That's text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and take advantage of up to 24 chances to win the gun a day being given away by the USCCA, okay? It ends tomorrow, off script now. Don't miss it. The gun that flips tonight is the last one you're going to see because that's tomorrow's, and it will be over. Make sure to text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Do it today. Don't forget and regret it. I've gotten 3 emails so far this month from individuals who have won the Gun a Day giveaway simply because they texted the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and they thanked me for it. I want to hear it from you. If you happen to win, mark at armedamericanradio.org. All right, tomorrow's the last time I'm going to say anything about it, so I want you to get in on it. Don't miss it, okay? It'd be fun to win that. I was able to contain Angry Mark over the break. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to do that now, because I started talking a little bit about how frustrating it is when you see people who really clearly are out of their element. They just simply don't know what they're talking about, and they're getting a ton of media attention in the process. People who think that laws stop criminals are the same people who think a sign that says this is a gun-free zone is going to keep guns out of the gun-free zone, or drugs out of the this is a drug-free school zone. There are people who actually believe that, and I believe in their hearts most of them are good, decent people. It's the people at the top the Pelosis, the Schumers, the McAuliffes, the Rahm Emanuels, the Maxine Waters, the Chuck Schumers. Did I say Schumer already? Okay, it's the Cuomos. It's these people that are manipulating them for their own political means and agenda. And it's disgusting and it's despicable. And I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to use that sleazeball governor in New York, Andrew Cuomo, to do it. Because these people just hand you things. They get away with saying certain things because they're never called on it. The media never calls them out because the media likes their agenda. But you already know how I feel about that. I was talking about the Politico piece before, and I kind of went backwards. I apologize. I wanted to end with the Parkland Mom, but I think it was better to, you know, that's why it came out. It's live radio. It just came out. So it did, and it worked better that way. I'm glad. The Politico piece is titled, Cuomo Signs Red Flag Gun Control Bill, Flanked by Pelosi and Mother of Parkland Victim. Flanked by Pelosi. I didn't know Pelosi was from New York. Oh, Pelosi's not from New York. Pelosi has an agenda. This is just a small part of it, isn't it? Because Pelosi is going to call a vote on gun control bills this week. Now, on all of the other radio programs you've been listening to today, all you heard was Cohen, 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 Cohen. I don't care who the hosts are. Some of them are good friends of mine. But all it was Cohen, 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 Cohen all day long, wasn't it? Yep. You're not going to get that bunk here. While they're all talking about Cohen, 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 and I'm going to watch it too when I have a chance later. Can't wait to ride. No, I know Jim Jordan's going to just rip him like Trey Gowdy would. But nonetheless, that's all you heard today. I'm going to guarantee it. That's all you're going to hear tonight. On others, while they're all talking about that stuff, the House of Representatives is voting to come after your right to bear arms, to shred a constitutional right. And the media is championing it, and they're giving them all the airtime they can. When it's time, they're going to get tons and tons and tons of airplay. Pelosi's in New York for a reason. Why? Because the governor just signed another confiscatory law in the state of New York, which is what the red flag law is. It is confiscation. And why is New York's even more important than others like Florida? Because in New York, the bill Cuomo signed allows teachers and school administrators now to say to a judge something about you that can result in your loss of your firearm rights, your Second Amendment rights, your civil rights, without you even knowing it. All under the guise of, if it saves just one child. And it won't save anyone. I'm not going to sit here. We did it with A.W.R. Hawkins this past weekend on the Monster Show and went through how many killings aren't stopped by these boneheaded laws. But the abuse is going to be incredible. This type of law has already gotten one man killed. Not the topic of today's show. But that's why Pelosi was in New York. That's what they call the ERPOs, for those of you who don't know, extreme risk protection orders. This is what Cuomo said. When the teacher sees there's a problem, or a family member sees there's a problem and believes that a person could be in danger to themselves or others, they can go to a judge and say, please do an evaluation. I think this young person needs help. Please help them. Well, I hate to tell you this, Governor, but I can already do that if I see my son has a problem. I don't need you signing a gun confiscation order to do that. But it doesn't stop there. They can say it about the parents. They can say it about the kid's home life. Maybe something the teacher has absolutely no idea. But I don't know about you, but I've got two kids in school and none of their teachers have ever been in my house, ever. Not one. And there's a couple of them I'd like to see in my house. Get your mind out of the gutter. That's not what I'm talking about. Two of them I happen to know are big fans of this radio show and love to shoot. Yeah, twisted. Now, I want you to listen to what Nancy Pelosi said. Then I'll tell you something else the governor said. Ooh, and then the final statement we're going to pick apart in the next segment because it's just too good. They hand it to us. Pelosi said that, and get this, she reminded the crowd there, and there was a crowd there at the bill signing, that the House will pass a bipartisan measure this week mandating federal background checks on all gun sales, including private transactions. I don't know how many times we have to prove to you what that private transaction is. It's government permission that is unenforceable until they attach registration to it. And that will come next. That will be next. That's why they all say this is just the first step without telling you what the second step is. So that's what Pelosi said at the bill signing. She also said the survival of our children, keep in mind, the survival of our children is much more important than your political survival. The governor indicated the courage that it takes to pass this legislation. The survival of our children and the courage of Governor Cuomo that it takes to pass this legislation. Here's the message Nancy Pelosi delivered to Donald Trump at the bill signing on Monday, 2 days ago. This gun violence issue is a national health epidemic in this country. And Mr. President, if you want to talk about emergencies, this is an emergency. And Politico reminds us that, quote, Pelosi said this, prompting a standing ovation from the crowd, which, of course, was a crowd of gun grabbers, wasn't it? Take a listen to what she said that we reported to you 2 weeks ago, or however long it's been. Don't hold me to the days. I lose track of days. When President Trump declared the state of our border a national emergency, she said, and I quote, "You want to talk about a national emergency, Mr. President? Let's talk about today, the one-year anniversary of another manifestation of the epidemic of gun violence in America. That's a national emergency. Why don't you declare that emergency, Mr. President? I wish you would, but a Democrat president can do that. A Democratic president can declare emergencies as well." Follow that with what she just said Monday at the bill signing of a gun confiscation law that she loves. This gun violence issue is a national health epidemic in this country. And Mr. President, if you want to talk about emergencies, this is an emergency, she said to a standing ovation crowd. Pelosi has just shown you that what I told you last week, and that is that the next Democrat socialist president that comes in the White House is in fact going to do just that. Pelosi just proved it to you with that statement. She is now out there discussing it, framing it as a national health epidemic and a national emergency. Pelosi just confirmed for you what's getting ready to happen the next time a Democrat is elected president. Stay tuned. The best is yet to come.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Remember not to forget, tomorrow's it. Tomorrow's the last day. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Get one of four, up to 24 chances. Get up to 24 chances to win the gun a day being given away. Tomorrow's it. At midnight, the gun flips. That's it. Don't waste your opportunity, please. If you win it, I want to hear from you. Three of you already have. Sent me emails to mark@armedamericanradio.org. I want you to do the same thing. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you could win the gun a day being given away by the USCCA. Don't forget to do that. Our great sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association, wants to put a new gun in your hand for free. Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer. I wish I could participate, but I can't. Let's go back to, I'm going to have to try to contain angry. Mark, I've been doing pretty well, but this one's going to be tough. So to wrap this up, we're going to wrap up third base here. We're going to slide into home, okay, like we do every day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the fourth segment. We have a statement that unfortunately is just patently false by a grieving, surviving mother of a victim. Her son was murdered in Parkland. It's a terrible thing, and I hate it for her. And I hate that – but I believe that these people are being used as pawns to push a gun control agenda by the elite political socialist left. We have Nancy Pelosi that we just talked about, who gave that statement after Trump declared a national emergency, saying gun violence is a national emergency, sir. Why don't you declare that? I wish you would. Tipping her hat that that's what the Democrat socialists have in store the next time they obtain the White House, and at some point they're going to. And in addition to that, we have Nancy Pelosi's statement now that the survival of our children — I want you to keep this one in mind. We're going to go here in a second. The survival of our children is much more important than your political survival, she told Governor Cuomo. And she said the governor indicated the courage that it takes to pass this gun legislation or to pass this legislation. Then she said, this gun violence issue is a national health epidemic in this country. And Mr. President, if you want to talk about emergencies, this is an emergency. She said to a standing ovation from the crowd. Now, I'm here to tell you that when the House passes their gun control legislation this week, as she said it would be up for a vote this week, and it will pass the House, every gun control measure they put up will pass the House because it's all socialist gun grabbers in control of the House. Here's what she's going to say at her press conference. Mark my word. Mark my word. Bet on this. She's going to frame it in the debate of the national epidemic health crisis and national emergency that is gun violence. That's how she's going. She's going to say that the Democrats have taken the first step in fixing this health epidemic, this national health epidemic, and this national emergency. You mark my word. Mark my word. What does Cuomo have to say about this? I want you to keep in mind the survival of our children is much more important than your political survival. That's what she said regarding the governor. After Cuomo made his comment about the law, when the teacher sees there's a problem or a family member sees there's a problem and believes that a person could be in danger to themselves or others, they can go to a judge and say, please do an evaluation. I think this young person needs help. Please help them. He took a swipe at Trump. And I'm going to quote from Politico. He also chastised President Donald Trump and others who have suggested arming school teachers to combat the wave of school shootings in the U.S. in recent years. He swiped at him. Here's how he swiped at him. I mean, how ludicrous a concept. Arm the teacher so when the bad person comes into the classroom, there can be a shootout in the classroom. I mean, really, ludicrous and nonsensical. Whoa, wait just a minute here. I thought Nancy Pelosi just told us that the survival of our children is at stake, didn't she? Isn't that what I just told you she said a couple times? And then we got the governor saying, I mean, how ludicrous a concept. Arm the teacher so when the bad person comes into the classroom, there can be a shootout in the classroom. I mean, really, ludicrous and nonsensical. Well, hold the boat here just a second there, governor. You just tipped your hat. You're an idiot. You're a moron, and you are a flat-out, bald-faced liar. Let me tell you why I just said those three things about one of America's sleaziest governors. Because he said it surrounded by security. Armed security. You know why the security was in there? So that if someone got into that room and that bill signing with a gun, there could be a shootout. A shootout intended to save his life. I could have made that statement a lot more colorful, lest I get thrown off the airwaves. Here comes Angry Mark right out of the box. How ludicrous a concept, he says. Arm the teacher so when the bad person comes into the classroom, there can be a shootout in the classroom. I mean, really, ludicrous and nonsensical. I wonder if the good, sleazy governor would have rewritten that statement as follows. I mean, how ludicrous a concept. Arm my security detail so when a bad person comes into my office, there can be a shootout in the office. I mean, really, ludicrous and nonsensical. You know what else the governor should have done? Maybe he should rewrite the statement like this. I mean, how ludicrous a concept. Arm the security staff here on site so when a bad person comes into the bill signing, there can be a shootout in the bill signing. I mean, really, ludicrous and nonsensical. You know what this tells me about that moron? That moron in New York, the hypocritical, lying moron he is in New York, is apparently okay with a one-way massacre occurring at the scene of one of his gun-free school zones, but not in any room where he is. Because he has security that will shoot back in the form of a shootout. Not only is this imbecile okay with it, he finds the suggestion to protect the children, who Nancy Pelosi just told us it's their survival at stake, he finds the suggestion to protect the children with the same means of protection he brazenly uses laughable. Yeah, laughable, because that's what ludicrous means. Do you know what ludicrous means? How about we go and we do it? How about we pull up a Webster's dictionary on the term ludicrous? You want to do that? Let's do it. According to Webster's Dictionary, ludicrous means, one, amusing or laughable through obvious absurdity, incongruity, exaggeration, or eccentricity. Two, it means meriting derisive laughter or scorn as absurdly inept, false, or foolish. That's what the good sleazeball governor of New York thinks about being able to shoot back at an individual murdering school kids in one of his precious gun-free school zones. That is no longer a gun-free school zone the moment a criminal scumbag decided to violate his dopey rule. It is laughable to this moron that that woman's dead son would have the opportunity to throw lead right smack back at the punk trying to murder him, who in this case, sadly, was successful. Because, precisely because, there was no one else there to shoot back. Fortunately, thank God, the commission down in Florida, the Marjorie Stone was studying the Marjorie Stone and Douglas shooting. So angry I can't even see straight right now. Thank God that a unanimous decision was made that we needed to arm those people because that's the only tool they can use to survive. For the minute and 39 seconds it took someone to get there, and 20 people were shot and 9 were fatal. And to hear this absurdity from the woman who lost a son breaks my heart. And to see Cuomo and Pelosi use her to push their obvious political agenda. You know, I kind of wondered, did the mother there happen to notice the armed security around? What did she think about that? What do you think about that? I can tell you what the governor thinks and what Pelosi thinks. Okay for me, not for thee. That's what the hell they think. I'm the governor. I deserve to have security around me. And laugh off the fact that the school kids who Pelosi just got done telling us it was their survivability at stake. How dare they possess the means, or anyone in that school possess the means, to defend those children in that classroom. That tells you everything you need to know about a socialist Democrat. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to close out the program with this today. The next time you hear me say this on air, that liberalism is a disease, now you know why. These people and their supporters, Pelosi, the whole lot of them, including the morons who pull the lever for these folks, are flat out sick in the head. Insert whatever expletive you choose to use, it's fine by me, in front of the word head. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Take a breather. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.